This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
The Wounded Warrior Project works to help injured veterans transition to civilian life, and recently they've partnered up with some aviators to help promote the effort at air shows around the country. At the Rhode Island National Guard Air Show in June, we caught up with the Vandy 1 team, which operates a shiny black aerobatic L-39 jet. I'm Mary Grady with AvWeb, and here's Rob Payne, Logistics Director for the Vandy 1 team, to tell us what they're all about.
Our mission is to travel across the country, raise awareness of these young men and women that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with some very severe injuries and all that are currently going through the TRAC program at the Wounded Warrior Project. And we're here to really uplift them, bring the awareness up, try to promote it to, millions of people across this country that go to air shows nationally, try to raise as much money as we can for them. And obviously just, a small part is obviously flying for them in the air show, displaying our aircraft for them. And then pretty empowering, I think, is to be able to take these young men and women up for a flight. A lot of them haven't flown before, and just kind of show them the world from a different perspective.
And what kind of airplanes are you using, and where do these planes come from?
We obviously have our L-39 Vandy 1. It is our flagship. It carries the Wounded Warrior Project logo on its tail. We also have teamed up with Warbirds over Long Island, Chris Baranaskis. He has a P-51 Mustang, and that is also one of our flagships. So we kind of pretty much look at the P-51 and the L-39 as a flagship for the Wounded Warrior Project. We also have teamed up with Team MS-760, Captain Dale Snort Snodgrass and Jerry Jive Kirby. We also have a few other aircraft at our disposal to take around to air shows. One of the things that we've designed is obviously to be in front of the public as much as we can. We've designed a 30-minute air show act, which will demonstrate the performance of the P-51 Mustang, same as the L-39, and then obviously demonstrate the MS-760 Paris jets. And then we'll form up to a four-ship Wounded Warrior Project Heritage-style flight. It's designed almost after the U.S. Air Force Heritage Program, but it's basically to honor the men and women of today's war.
And then these veterans who you take up flying, how do you connect with those people?
We connect with them directly through the Wounded Warrior Project. They're based out of Jacksonville, Florida. They obviously have a lot of satellite offices, in each state where these Wounded Warriors are going through, whether it be sometimes therapy or they're going, again, through the TRAC program, through the Wounded Warrior Project. So we work hand-in-hand with the corporate office. And whenever, we go to a show in that area, we try to visit hospitals and obviously bring and invite as many Wounded Warriors as we can out to enjoy the show, enjoy the aircraft. Again, raise money and awareness for their program, and then hopefully have an opportunity to take them for a flight.
And how does this work as far as fundraising? And if people wanted to donate to this project, how would they do that?
If people wanted to donate, they could actually go to our website directly. It's at vandy1.com. We do have a link on there that directly goes to the Wounded Warrior Project where you can make donations. We also are setting up a it's like when we travel to air shows, you can literally text a certain number, and that obviously makes a donation right there. We will have a 20x40 tent that will be displayed at each air show, which will be selling merchandise. So we'll obviously have areas inside there where people can make donations as well.
And what air shows will you be performing at this summer, and with what aircraft?
Our next air show, we will be July 10th and 11th. We will be flying the P-51 Mustang up at Geneseo, New York. And then really we're pretty much down for about a month, and we really get cranking back up in September. We will be at Martinsburg, West Virginia, the first week of September. Then we will be at Naval Air Station Oceana, and we'll be at Wichita, Kansas. So we've got five shows lined up pretty much from the beginning of September to the end of October. And we will also be doing the Jacksonville Air Show down in Jacksonville, Florida in October.
Okay, thanks. And I'm sure our listeners can go to your website, right, for details on that schedule.
Absolutely. We're still coordinating with obviously a lot of air shows nationally, and we're trying to team up with a sponsor that obviously kind of help us build the air show schedule out for next year. So yeah, I do encourage everybody to go to our website and just follow the updates, and they can obviously contact our email addresses and phone numbers are up on the website. If they have any questions, they can feel free to call us.
Okay, thanks. Now, right now here at the air show, you have one of your veterans up for flight. Can you tell us a little bit about him and what's going on?
Yeah, we have Specialist Chris Yates from the U.S. Army. I know you're going to obviously get a lot more information from him, but he I believe, has been in the military for almost 4 years, and he got hit by a roadside bomb. And so he's been going through therapy with his shoulder. He's got a pretty banged up shoulder and knee. But what we're doing right now is we're taking him for a half-hour flight, and we're going to demonstrate to him the capabilities of the L-39 Albatross. And obviously show him kind of some of the maneuvers that we fly in the air show. And I'm sure he's going to have the time of his life, and I'm sure he'll be able to expand when he gets back on the ground.
Hi, my name is Christopher Yates, specialist in the Army, infantry. Got home from Iraq in February. Got hooked up with the Wounded Warrior Project at the VA. They recommended it to me, a great program, and figured I'd check it out, and it turned out to be awesome. I've had all kind of things come my way so far. I've only been involved a couple weeks. I have so many things come my way, like baseball tickets, flight in a jet. It was just awesome. Great program. I love it.
So tell me about your flight in the jet today.
My flight in the jet, I probably could sum it up in like one word. It's just awesome. It's the coolest feeling I've ever had in my life, just being upside down and twisted around in the air. It was really awesome.
So you'd never done anything like that before?
Definitely not. I've done helicopter rides and stuff like that, but definitely not upside down, especially with a handle in my hand. No way.
So you got to fly a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I got the stick. He put his hands up. Really, it was all just being in control of something like that, going so fast.
I also spoke with Jeff Hickman, who was Christopher's pilot in the L-39.
I was a Air Force pilot, F-16 pilot, for 12 years active duty. Last job was flying the F-16 demonstration. So I was the F-16 East Coast demonstration team commander and pilot. So I had a great time. And my last year, I flew the air show here at Rhode Island. So I've been coming back ever since in the L-39. So flying demonstrations of that, and then now we're supporting the Wounded Warrior Project. So getting able to work with vets like Chris, who've been injured overseas, and really need the support of not only the community but all of us. So being able to come here, fly for the crowd, and then let people see that there are local wounded warriors in their midst every day. The Wounded Warrior Project really is a great organization.
Okay, well, thank you both very much. I appreciate it, and thank you for serving in Iraq, and thank you for taking them flying.
My pleasure. Thanks again, man.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.